Nice.
What is the mood right now? Obviously, the resiliency of this team has shown before, and just what is the message right now that Coach Zim is trying to help you guys get?
We're not out of it. You know, he's letting us we're not out of it. If you look and see, we still got a long season. I think we tied for first place now. And we just got to go out there and play our style of football. We got to get a win. You know, I feel like guys in this locker room, we're confident enough. You know, we get a win, we feel like, whew, you know, it's off us now. But at the same time, we just got to work. We got to work, man. We got to go back to the fundamentals. Late in the season, you know, teams, you know, forget the fundamentals. So we got to go back to the fundamentals and try to execute more and, you know, try to help this team get a win on Sunday.
Is the feel that, you know, after the first 5-0 start, is it right now you just can't stop it? Are you trying to put the brakes on it? Is it just one person or one thing that just kind of snowballs?
Oh, no, nah, we think we're pressing too hard. We do feel like as a football team we're pressing too hard. And, you know, defensively, you know, I can speak for the defense. I feel like we're trying to make every play. You know, we're trying to go out there. We're trying to do entirely too much and try to make every play. So we got to calm down a little and, you know, play with 1-11. You know, one guy who got a job, his job is to stay outside. He got to stay outside so the other guy can come and make the play. So we just got to go back to that, go back to the drawing board and get back to playing Viking-style defense.
What was the biggest difference? I know you set out this last game. From standing on the sideline, sometimes you see more of the game. What's the biggest difference that you've seen from it?
I didn't stand on the sideline. I watched it on TV, actually.
Oh, you watched it on TV, actually. But watching it on TV, what's the biggest difference that you could see from it?
It seemed like I seen everything, you know, especially defensively-wise. You know, I know the calls they was in, and it was so tough for me to watch the game. You know, I haven't missed a game in a very long time, and to sit there and watch the game, I was very upset because I wanted those guys to win so bad, and I couldn't do nothing about it. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. So, you know, it was definitely tough situation for me to watch the game. Kind of got mad here and there, probably kicked some boxes over or punched a box or something here and there. But at the same time, man, it was just very tough. It was a tough situation to watch. And guys on defense, they feel like they didn't play well. You know, we just got to go out there and we got to execute better on this Sunday.
Cap, what's your outlook for this week, do you think?
I don't know. I think I got a good chance. I'm just going to come in and, you know, work hard on rehab and try to get ready to go.
You mentioned that you guys are now tied in the division. I know you guys had the 5-0 start and three straight losses kind of kept it afloat. But
yeah,
with it being tighter now, does that kind of light a fire?
I think the fire been lit, to be honest with you. It been lit. We just don't know how to put the fire out right now. So now we got to just, like I said, we got to get ready for Arizona. These guys are going to come in. They trying to get back into their division race, and we trying to, you know, take over our division. So we got to go out there. We got to play fast. We got to play physical. We got to get back, man. We got to put this fire out and start back winning football games around here.
Thank you.